that a culture that does not develop fair exchange and understand how to manage its money is a culture that stagnates and never develops its art, science, and religions and philosophies and makes a contribution. It stagnates and has a high decay rate. But the culture that learns the art and mastery of wealth building and fair exchange management of economics between the members of the society and between other societies is a culture that contributes and expands and prospers. And so too, as the culture, so is the individual. The individual that masters the laws that govern fair exchange and govern wealth building are the ones who contribute to the planet. And they make shifts in the paradigms and the belief systems of the planet. So you actually are going to do more by shining than shrinking. You're going to do more by expanding your wealth than, in a sense, contracting it. You're going to do more by showing other people what's possible, because that's a natural inclination to expand and prosper. You're going to do more for people by showing what's possible, by living that, than by buying into somebody who is going to do that at your expense. So let's start now. That's just an introduction. That's a prelude to the program. I'll give you some background here. But now I'd like to start going through principles. There's a lot of principles we're going to discuss. You're going to take notes. You're welcome to ask questions. I may have to repeat your questions for the taping purposes. But are you ready to go? How many are ready to go? All right, great. If you are in a relationship, think this through now. If you're in a relationship and you don't appreciate the person you're with, does the relationship tend to grow and expand and prosper, or does it tend to decay and die? Grow and expand. Put your hand up if you believe that. If you don't appreciate it, it tends to decay, doesn't it? The very word appreciation, just like in real estate, something that appreciates grows in value. So our first principle here is we must appreciate money and its medium of exchange and appreciate wealth in order for it to grow in our lives. If we have in our mind affirmations or negations that say, well, I'm not in it for the money. Oh, money's not important to me. Oh, that's not really what counts. Then every time you are in a conversation with yourself or others about those kinds of distorted illusions, you are, in a sense, contradicting the natural inclination to want to expand and be. So you want to start appreciating wealth. Appreciate what its opportunities, because what money does when it's managed in fair exchange and managed wisely, more money is given to you because it's kind of a law of growth, and that appreciation of money is what allows it to grow. You must appreciate it. You must allow it to come into your life and appreciate the opportunity to use it and serve with it and be able to have fair exchange with it. So the first law is to appreciate money. The more you appreciate it, the more it appreciates in your life. The more it grows in your value. Must appreciate it. Now let me elaborate on that. I'm assuming you can see this in the back. I'm hoping you can see this. Everybody has a hierarchy of values. The highest value and the lowest value. Everybody here has what is most important to them. Now, values originate from perceptions of what's missing. If we perceive we have no money, we seek money. We perceive we have no relationship, we seek relationships. If we perceive we have no sex, we look for sex. If we perceive we have no children, we look for children. Whatever we perceive is missing becomes most important. So the voids drive the values. That's why the word fulfillment means filling full the mind, which is perceiving something empty. That's why satiation or the satisfaction means to fill something. So each person has a hierarchy of values. In that hierarchy of values, if your highest value is your children, your children's education, your children's clothes, your home, your vacation, your travel, your parents, and let's say down number 10 is saving and building wealth. Saving and building wealth. The second you receive your monthly income, Let's say it's 10,000 or 100,000 or 5,000 or 2,000, whatever that amount is. You will spend your money in exact proportion to the hierarchy of those values. Now, if your savings and wealth building is at the bottom, you will have a fantastic child's education. You'll have a nice house. You'll have nice clothes for them. You'll have a beautiful home, but you won't have any savings left over. This is extremely important. The hierarchy of your values dictates how you spend your money. It determines the priorities in which you spend your money. If wealth building is not near the top, you will have more money at the end of your money than money at the end of your month.